Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
For this Snap Review, we're talking about POW from Gigamic. This is a game for 2 to 5 players, ages 8+. It is a sort of a press-your-luck, dice-rolling set collection game.
Sort of, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the great Rainer Knizia, mm-hmm. who tends to make games that defy description.
That is true.
So in POW, you are building a cast of characters for your comic book.
Right. You are the comic book writer.
So you're getting superheroes and supervillains. This game is all about balance.
Right. Setup for POW is very easy. You take the stack of superhero tiles and you line them up in a line. And you take the stack of supervillain tiles and you line them up in a line too.
And that's it.
Yep. So in the game, you are taking 5 dice and you are rolling those dice, and you can set aside at least 1 die and re-roll up to 2 times.
Up to 2 times.
Right. So whatever icons you want to get on the dice is going to determine which ones you put aside or not. And on the dice, there are 2 teal shields, 2 orange or yellow skulls, a teal exclamation point, and an orange exclamation point. And these icons, when you collect them from your 3 or less rolls, allow you to do different things.
Yeah, so once you're done rolling, you decide if you want to take a tile from the rows that are out there, and you count how many blue shields you have if you want a superhero, or how many orange skulls you have if you want a supervillain, and you just count that many down the line and take that tile. Or you can steal a tile from one of your neighbors if you have enough of the little speech bubbles
mm-hmm.
that are either all blue speech bubbles or all orange speech bubbles.
Right. And so the object of the game is to have the highest victory point total. The superheroes give you victory points. The villains remove victory points. But one of the tricky things about it is that it's a comic book. So you have to have both super villains and superheroes.
Yes. It's not such a bad thing to have more villains than heroes. Look at, say, Batman's cast of villains.
He's got the best villains.
Right. But you don't really want to have more heroes than villains, because then your comic book gets boring. The game ends when all of the tiles have been taken.
Yep.
And then at the end of the game, everybody looks at their stack of superheroes and their stack of supervillains. And if the stack of superheroes is taller, you take tiles off until it matches.
Yeah, and you don't get to pick them. You just
take them off the top. If your stack of supervillains is taller, you're done.
Right. And then quite simply, you just add up your superheroes, subtract all your supervillains, and whoever has the most points wins.
Yeah. So this is a game we found really clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat idea. I love how much it is about getting balance. And there's that press your luck element with the dice, but it's not really a press your luck game. It's more of like a set collection game, but it's somewhere in between.
Yeah, because when you have your shields, if you're trying to get, say, the second or third superhero when you're rolling shields, and you end up rolling 4 shields,
you
can't get it now.
And that's a really lame superhero who's only worth, 1 point or
right,
something
instead. Then you're kind of stuck taking that superhero. This is a game that actually does very good at higher player counts, but it scales well. So 3 players, 4 players, 5 players.
Yeah.
2 players, I didn't really care for it all that much.
That's true.
But it is clever. It took a couple times for the game to warm up to us. But once you start to really see the strategy of potentially maybe stealing from your opponents and really trying to sneak in and snatch out that 4th hero in particular, gets to be pretty fun. And everybody's engaged in everyone's role, because whatever you pull out is going to change what's available for the next person.
Right. And we didn't actually mention earlier, as you collect your heroes and villains, they are simply stored in your stacks. So if you later on roll the speech bubbles and want to steal someone else's hero or villain, you can name any position in their stack, but you have to know what's there to be able to do that.
Right. So it's tricky. There's a little bit of memory. There's a little bit of set collection. There's a little bit of dice rolling. Press your luck. There's a lot of different components that kind of go into this game.
Yeah, it all fits very well together. And I have to say, I absolutely love the artwork.
It definitely is a game that doesn't take itself too seriously. The artwork really reminds me of Jet Set Radio, which is this kind of goofy-looking, futuristic style, cartoony game.
Well, check out the inside of the box cover. There's some sort of supervillain all covered in spikes and helmet and everything. And he's drawing, like, a big heart and bunnies. Like, I love bunnies.
Right, and he's been caught in a spotlight.
So he's looking like, oh, this wasn't me.
Right. It's definitely a very, very comical in the joking sense style of game. Yeah. We have two of our favorite tiles here. One superhero who is, I guess, like Vegetable Girl.
I think I would call her Rabbit Girl.
She's got bunny ears, and there's a flying carrot next to her.
She's throwing a carrot. She's got a little rabbit belt buckle.
Right. And then we have Vegetable Man, who is a villain, who's holding a radish and
a parsnip, I think.
Possibly a parsnip, and he has a belt full of carrots like a bandolier.
And he looks kind of like a scruffy hippie gardener.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. There is sample gameplay that you can see if you go to Gigamic's website. They do have videos of some gameplay on there, so that's great as well.
And we'll link to that in the page for this review.
Mm-hmm. So we give POW a rating of 3.5 stars out of 5.
I'd say that's about right.
Yep. You can find it between $10 and $15 online or at your friendly local game store.
And that's POW
in a snap.